John, what's your message to the fans today?
Well, you know, it was a great year. We came up short, but it wasn't due to lack of effort, or lack of want to. It's we didn't play very well 2 days ago, and I know that's what everybody's disappointed about. We're disappointed about it. Players are disappointed, but it was a hell of a year. Went through a lot of different things, but I'm proud of the team.
Do you understand the fans' frustration of how it went and what happened?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're all the same way. I mean, I felt the same thing, too. John felt the same way. Everybody didn't want that game to go that way. But I will say this, you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they played great, and, you know, a lot of that had to do with how well they played. So, you know, I totally understand when fans get frustrated. And, you know, as I said, I'd rather get beat by a late game field goal than to get beat with the way we got beat. But, you know, we're disappointed, but it wasn't because of lack of want to or desire. You know, we were one of 32 teams, and you know, it was a good year.
When you look at the success that Seattle had with their kind of quarterback, the 49ers, and even the Panthers, do you see a change from a pocket passer to a different kind of quarterback?
Well, I mean, I think you have both types in the league right now. You know, I think you got Peyton. We have, obviously, with Peyton, you got Breeze, you have Brady. They're pocket guys. The young guys are guys that are athletic. They can move around. You got the Kaepernicks and Wilson and Cam Newton. And so, I mean, I think that in this league, there's probably more of a combination of both right now than at any one time because the league is, you know, with the athletic quarterbacks like teams have, they'll take advantage of what they can do. And I think, you know, staffs are doing a hell of a job taking advantage of what the quarterback does best.
Coach, some of the players in there were talking about how the sting hasn't gone away. In fact, it's almost more for some of them. What was it like for you almost 2 days later?
Well, anytime you work this hard to do something, all right, I think put the time in. I mean, these guys, players and coaches, have been working 7 days a week for the last 7 months. You know, and then you work so hard to reach that game and then not to perform like you'd expect. It'll be a while. There's no doubt.
Coach, is one of the hardest parts of the year knowing that this exact group of players is never going to be in that same locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a hard meeting, regardless when you have it. You know, that's the reality of this league. You know, we're shifting gears now. We're not all the way in yet, but from the end season to the off season. And that's, you know, the business part of it, and a lot of decisions to be made that are hard decisions, but all decisions that are going to be made to improve our football team. You know, I think that I was proud of them. Obviously, we're all disappointed. Disappointed for everybody in this building, number one. Disappointed for the fans. But, you know, it was a great season. And we accomplished a lot. This team went through a lot. You know, to walk out with your heads high. I know there's disappointment. It'll take a while to go away for all of us. But at the end of the day, it was a successful season. And, you know, 15-4 is not real shabby.
Was this a physical mismatch? Because they did, you know, you got them twice, once in the preseason when the A team started for half and they had their way. Was there something about the way their roster was built that, you know, knocked you guys off your game?
Yeah, I mean, they played very well. You know, they're a good football team. You know, that's why they're number one seed. That's why they went through their side at 13-3. You know, I mean, you can't take anything away from them. You know, they executed better than we did Sunday night. And, you know, you learn from that, you move on, and, you know, work to get better for it.
John, will this be your toughest offseason?
Based on Well, yeah. I mean, I think we have expectations of that our own ourselves, but it's always hard when you go into it and you know, with the team that you have, when you have a Super Bowl team like we had, you know, you have you know, a lot of good football players on that roster. So, you know, they're a lot of tough decisions, but they're good decisions to have because that means you have a good football team. So, you know, we'll start doing that, but we do have a lot of tough things to. It's the same thing because I remember as a player, when you lose a Super Bowl like this, you know, we'll get through this disappointment that we're in right now, and we'll be able to reflect back and appreciate the season more than we're really kind of able to appreciate it now. And you know, it'll take a while. I mean, it's, you know, the taste will never leave, but you know, to be able to step away, get away from the game a little bit, we're not 48 hours away from the game yet, and as you step away, you're able to have a better perspective on where we are and what we did this year and where we sit as a team. So we're not going to hurry into anything. And but also, as I said, you know, be able to concentrate a little bit more. The farther we get, we're able to concentrate a little bit more on the positive of what this year really was compared to where we kind of sit right now because of that disappointment.
John, what's the message? You've been on both sides of the Super Bowl as a quarterback. Did you speak with Peyton Manning about what it's like the day or two after, like you were saying, losing the Super Bowl?
No, and I haven't had a chance to see Peyton, so no, I have not, and I'm not talked about him. I mean, I think that, you know, the thing is that, you know, D-Mac, you talk about the fans. Let me tell you this, there's not anybody that's more disappointed about what happened on Sunday than everybody in this organization, especially the coaches and the players in that locker room. So they're as disappointed because they're the ones that went through the hard work for the whole year. And, you know, that's where I get disappointed because I know how hard they work, and I know how disappointing it is when you're not able to play your best football game in the Super Bowl like we weren't. So, you know, like I said, Seattle's a good football team. I mean, they're a great football team. And we kind of played the game played into their hands. You can't get behind these guys because they're really good on the defensive side. And, you know, this game was going to be a knockdown drag out for us to be able to, you know, to be able to win it. And, you know, we just, you know, we held in there, you know, early. We got off to a slow start, but then, you know, stayed in there and just, you know, weren't just able to get over the hump and make the plays we needed to make.
Did either of you at some point think, so before it was actually over, like halftime, after the kickoff return, is it just thinking to yourself, all right, it's not going to happen?
There's always hope. I mean, until that clock says it's over, you know, I mean, you know, there's always hope, and I think that there's always hope that we can figure out some way, whether, you know, something miraculous starts bouncing off their face mask, we get 5 fumble recoveries. I mean, those are the type of things that, you know, when you're down 29-0, those are the type of things you need to have happen. And they didn't happen, but those are the things that you're hoping that would happen.
Going forward, you look at it that if you had Clady and Von Miller and Vickerson and all those guys, you would have been able to give them a bigger fight. A better fight, or do you look at it that you've got to shape the roster a little different, so maybe you're less reliant on 18, and you know, you bigger, stronger throughout the roster.
Well, you go ahead, John.
I mean, you know, we'll get those guys back. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, there's no excuses. You know, we were able to win 2 playoff games with the roster we had. We weren't able to close the deal on the final one. You know, every year, I mean, last year this time, or actually earlier than this, there was great disappointment. You know, we lost a tough game against Baltimore. Well, you know, it's everybody's dream, all 32 teams, to win the Super Bowl. The reality is one team. And, you know, whether it's the roster, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's how you do things, you know, you work to improve. And we've made some steady improvement. I know, you know, just since John and I have been together, and we expect the same thing this year. You know, and you're driven sometimes by that disappointment.
Coach, did you underestimate the noise level in that
stadium? No, you know, a lot's been made about the noise. You know, I think it's a factor, but it's something we practice with. You know, we've been in Seattle, you know, so, I mean, we know what the noise level's like, but, you know, I don't think this game was about the noise.
Sonny's game may have exposed some of the limitations of Peyton Manning and the Broncos offense. And do you expect to see the same thing next year?
Well, first and foremost, I'd tell you that it was a record-breaking offense. Unfortunately, it wasn't Sunday. And, you know, that's why you play the game as part of the game. You know, not taking anything away from Seattle, they're a great defense. I mean, that wasn't, you know, Molly Potts we were lined up against. So I think at the end of the day, you know, they executed better than we did, and you learn from that, and we'll move forward. And that's a lot of different things.
Well, I mean, I think he gained experience, you know, each week. And, you know, we still have high hopes for Monte and think that he's going to be a very good back. And so he was young, and he grew up a lot this year. And so there's no question we have high expectations out of Monte. And so, you know, we'll see how things flush out with Noshon. But, you know, we got some young backs, Ronnie Hellman and then C.J. Anderson also. So we'll see how that all flushes out. But, you know, it's a position that we have a lot of very good competition and believe that, you know, we got some good football players at that position.
Coach, were you surprised at how Seattle's defense lined up and almost seemed to always know what was happening? And Richard Sherman's come out saying that he knew the hand signals and they knew what was going to happen because they studied so much over the 2 weeks.
Yeah, it looked like it. I mean, but I think it's more that – they're very good players. I don't know that there's any mystery things you'd have to ask him. But, you know, they're a good football team. And I think it was more about, you know, them executing and playing very well than any other stuff.
When you look at the roster, John, what are the priorities going forward with free agency and the draft? What areas do you think you need to fill most?
Well, I mean, I think that we haven't got to that yet. We're going to you know, get away from this year a little bit, and then, you know, we'll start digging into that because free agency is right around the corner. So we're going to get through the end of this week, and then next week we'll jump into the draft a little bit, and also with the combine coming up, and then, you know, really the week after that, really jump into the free agent, what we're going to do free agency-wise. So we're going to, you know, we haven't determined exactly the priorities. We know that we have a lot of guys, a lot of good football players up. So we've got to look at all options and see where we are and also look at our cap situation. And you know, we'll develop that plan here in the next 2-3 weeks.
John, how challenging is it to build the depth on this, to build a supporting cast when you don't know how long Jacob wants to play or is going to play?
Well, you know, we're going to keep building like Peyton's going to be here. And you know, when Peyton decides to hang him up, we have expectations, hopefully, to make that transition. It's always, you know, it's going to be tough. But, you know, we're going to hopefully be ready for that transition, too. So in that, we do that by making sure that we do a good job in the draft and drafting well and having those young guys come in and perform for us. So, you know, it's always hard to build depth because you're dealing with a salary cap. So, you know, depth, you know, you got to have depth, but you also got to have young guys that you're developing. And when you develop the young guys, that gives you the long-term strength of your roster. So it's a constant process and every year. I mean, I think that, you know, there's going to be some area on your football team. You're not going to go into every offseason looking, or you're not going to go any offseason looking at your roster saying, well, I'm good everywhere. There's going to always be places that we need to continue to mold and work. So, but, you know, as I said, the better you get, the tougher the decisions. And so we welcome the decisions because we've got a lot of good football players.
In regards to that transition down the line, how have Brock and Zach developed? Are you still confident for that in the future on this team, specifically with Brock's development?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Well, I think, you know, Brock's done an outstanding job. I haven't seen as much of Zach, you know, than this season, limited looks. But I think, you know, I can't speak that far in the future. I mean, the future's next week. But, you know, he's definitely improved. He's way further ahead this year than he was a year ago. I think he's got a comfort level. Of course, spending the time he spends with Peyton, I think, is a great benefit. But he's smart. He's got all the athletic tools, and not just a matter of getting opportunities to play the game.
Coach,
John, in some of Bill's rosters with the salary cap, Seattle kind of have a perfect storm in that they got a quarterback that made $500,000 this year, and they can spread the money around and get maybe more talent throughout the roster, as opposed to you and several other teams with franchise quarterbacks. Got to get $20 million to the quarterback and kind of dilute stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, and I'll tell you right now, it's worth it for us to have Peyton Manning. So, you know, that's just part of the, you know, when you get a quarterback like that we have in Peyton Manning, then, that's going to be a big chunk of your salary cap. But we got to figure out ways to get, you know, find the right players. You look at Seattle, they've done a heck of a job in the draft. You look at the defense, they've got a lot of guys that they've drafted that play on that defense. And so, you know, that credit goes to them, too. And plus, yeah, I mean, you can find a Russell Wilson like that has come in and played as well as he had with the maturity level that he's played with. That's a big bonus for him. But defensively, they've done a very, very good job in the draft. They've got their system that they draft to and stay within that system.
Hey, John, over the years, is part of football just learning through film, teams' hand signals and their eyes? Is that just part of the game, like in baseball, where you try to pick a sign here?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. And I think that, and commenting on Richard Smith or Sherman, I mean, I think that that's one thing that you watch them on film. They do a tremendous job of reading routes and reading route combinations. And, I mean, that's why they're so good, because they are smart. And Richard Sherman is a smart guy that understands route combinations. And so they're able to anticipate. And, that's what makes them, really good. Sorry.
The fact that you play the NFC West next year, is that playing Seattle and San Francisco, is that going to make the Broncos a tougher team?
Well, you know, when you play those teams, they're it's a physical division. So you got to be able to play physical with physical teams. And I mean, that's always a goal, is to be able to, have a team that physically can stay with everybody in this league. But we do have that's a tough division. That's a very physical division. So that'll be a great test for us.
John, last year Peyton said that you kind of created this uncomfortable atmosphere after that crushing loss to Baltimore. It kind of drove the franchise, drove the team and everybody through last season. So what kind of atmosphere do you foster now, given that you had such success and
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. I think that anytime you're successful, you have to continue to want to get better and continue to be world champions. I think, we got a taste of what it's like this year. And so it's part of the things that you have to do is to create that expectation level and develop that. It was nice, but it wasn't good enough. It's not what we expect. And so to keep that edge is going to be, that's the hardest point. When you have success, to have success consistently year after year after year, there has to be that edge to it. And, that'll be the challenge for us next year, is, again, to create that edge, to be able to make sure that everyone understands the expectation level that we have.
DRC said today, was quoted saying he felt Seattle wanted it more than the Broncos players. Based on that,
Well, I mean, I disagree with the same statement. I don't believe that they wanted it. They look like they wanted it more, but I don't think they wanted it any more than we wanted it. They just played better than we did. So, that statement to me is that when it comes out of, I've heard it my whole career, that somebody else wanted it more than we wanted it, well, to me, it's a way out. So I don't believe that they wanted it more than we wanted it. I'm not over him yet. I just added this one to it.
what were you, John Elway, going through during the game then?
It was the hope that at some point in time we could break something loose to get, you know, to get some excitement going, to get the motor going, you know. And I, you know, that was just the hard thing, is we could never really get any excitement created to give some guys some hope. And, you know, it's so hard. And that, you know, and I told John, and as I've taught, that is a hard game to play in, especially if you don't have the right perspective going in, because you got to treat it as you really got to concentrate on it being a normal football game, is as hard as that to do, because if you don't, any mistakes in that game get magnified one way or the other. Good things get magnified and negative things get magnified, and they compound on themselves. And so that's why it's so important to, you know, to be able to keep the mindset that, you know, this is just a normal football game. And, you know, if we'd have had that start any other time during this year, we would have had really not a big issue to be able to pull out of that. But because of the way the Seattle plays defense, and you know, they are a team, they're a momentum team, and when they get the momentum, you know, they're that type of team to where it's tough to switch it. And, you know, they did a good job of smelling blood in the water, and they stayed after it.
So you had a bad feeling right after the game,
then? Oh, sure. I mean, that's not the way we wanted to start. But, the thing is, I was encouraged by the fact that next two were only down 8-0. Right? So, I mean, that was the encouraging side. And I thought the defense did a hell of a job of, in a tough situation, of really kind of stemming the tide at that point in time. It was up, you know. So, you know, they kept us in it. And, you know, we just weren't able to get it going offensively, be able to make those plays.
John, how do you avoid not letting a loss like that, and then a loss like last year, the Ravens, kind of define a team that hasn't gotten under a play or something, and get into that mentality? What do you say to them?
Well, we talked to them today. I mean, they're competitors. You know, they'll be back. I mean, that's what competitors do. I mean, what you do when you get knocked down, because you're going to get knocked down. And that's just the way it is. There's only one happy team at the end of every one of these things. And we got close but came up short. They get that. They're competitors. That's what competitors do.
John Fox, there were other games this year when you were down,
mm-hmm.
but you made adjustments or whatever and would come back. And I think a lot of people thought you were going to make it.
I thought we were going to come back.
Yeah. Was it you tried everything and nothing worked? Or was it some adjustments that you wish you would have made? How did it keep going the way it kept going?
I think John alluded to it. I think in that game, and you talk about it, and you talk about overcoming those things, but they do get magnified that, that'll be a lesson that I know everybody that was on that field will take from that game. And, a lot of guys, we only had four guys on our team had been in that game. And, I think you learn like you do everything, every game. It's a learning experience. And, I would hope a lot of our young players will take heed to that and use it going forward.
John, are you in a better salary cap situation this year than you were a year ago? And when will you start addressing your own free agents? Will you wait till that window opens up, or will you talk to them?
We'll get back into that plan. That's what I'm saying. We'll take the rest of this week, and then we'll get into it next week and start developing that plan and the plan of attack as far as our guys first, and then also where we might go in free agency. So it's really part of the whole plan that we're going to start constructing here in the near future.
Anything else, guys? Like I said, in week
last
one,
great.
After the game, you were glad to have finally been able to play that week one game against the Ravens, because you've been talking about it for so long.
I'll go back to the same way as players. I mean, we're all competitive. I mean, everybody in this building, when you do this for a living, and part of that is the offseason. Part of that is those decisions. Part of that is retooling and rebooting. You get through the initial sting, and then, we're doing player evals right now. We'll start that process and go through it tomorrow and get everybody's input and start moving and getting ready for that week one game.
And I would say one thing, and here, you know, and I kind of get the sense that these questions are, how the hell are we going to overcome this?
Yeah.
You right? Well, the bottom line is, sure, it's not even 48 hours away. And, you know, we're not 48 hours away from the game. But I will tell you this, is that right now the focus is on what happened instead of how we got there and what we did this year and what we went through and the team. And I say that, you know, the farther you get away from this, the less you concentrate on just that one game, and the more you look at the full season and really what we did as a football team and really as an organization. And I tell you what, I'm very proud of that. And we'll, you know, there's some things, some changes we got to make, and we'll make those. But the thing is, we can use that as a game that, okay, we now know what it's like to be there. Now we got to use that as an, you know, the experience that we've been there, but we got to start from step one again, and we'll start with the off-season program on April 1st or April 21st, and everybody that knows it comes in here, and the people that we bring in when we get to 85, 90 guys on our roster, and John addresses this team the first time, and it's to get back and be world champions. So the goal has not changed. It will not change. We will use this as a experience that we went through, be disappointed that we didn't play better. But the bottom line is, this organization, what Pat Bowlen wants from this organization, that has not changed, and it will not change. And the bottom line is, we're going to work as hard as we worked this year, if not harder, and continue to do that with the mindset is, we want to be world champions. We're going to do everything we can to get there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good job.